Hey everybody, and welcome to this Business Continuity with Azure video. Today we're going to be talking about connectivity. Now, connectivity is the ability to talk between two points on your network. And if we look at that from a company perspective, we can see that Tailwind Traders have this primary site where the majority of their servers live and all of their end users work from. Now, they have this secondary site, and that's their disaster recovery site. So they have a server footprint there, and they have empty desk space for their end users to go to. Now, in between those two sites, they have connectivity that allows them to do the replication of their servers, their workloads, from the primary site into the secondary site, so that they can invoke it as a disaster recovery. And if Tailwind Traders were looking to do away with that secondary site and replace it with Azure, we would actually need to still have that same connectivity in place. We still have to have that connectivity so as that the workloads and the applications, etc., can be copied or replicated up into Azure, so as that if something happened to that primary site and all their end users had to work from home, they could do that. But that leads us into the question about how do we have to have connectivity for the end users to access those workloads. Now, you can access some servers and services from Azure through the public internet, but a lot of companies prefer to use a direct connection, some kind of connectivity that ensures it's protected, encrypted, and reliable for their end users. So we need to talk about that connectivity and figure that one out, so as that if the end users are working from home, they can access the services in Azure. Or even potentially, if Tailwind Traders can't get into their primary office and they end up buying more office space and making everybody work out of there instead, there needs to be some connectivity again from that new office space up into Azure for the workloads. Now, I want to talk to you about three types of connectivity that you can have. Talk about ExpressRoute, VPN connectivity, and Azure Virtual WAN. Now, each of these topics are quite in-depth, and I could probably spend a couple of hours talking about each of them and still not even graze the surface of them. So I'm kind of caveating this video with the fact that these are just introductory and give you a bit of flavour about what connectivity you can put in place between your on-prem environments and Azure. There's definitely more to each of these services, and I'll be sharing some links and stuff for you to go and learn about that afterwards. Now, the first one we want to talk about is ExpressRoute, and ExpressRoute allows you to extend your on-premise network into the Microsoft cloud. With ExpressRoute, you get reliable connectivity, you get fast speeds, you get consistent latencies, and you get higher levels of security than if you were just sending your traffic across the public internet. Now, it works on layer 3 between your on-prem and Microsoft cloud facilities. As you can see in this diagram here, we've got connectivity between Azure, that kind of virtual network that we have within Azure, and then some of the other services that we have in the cloud, such as Office 365. Now, with ExpressRoute, you have built-in redundancy with every peering location for higher reliability. We have connection uptime, SLAs, in place, and your bandwidth can be anything between 50 megabytes and 10 gigabytes. Now, obviously, the price points change slightly depending on what bandwidth you choose, but there is that flexibility depending on what your organization needs. Now, if you need to know more about ExpressRoute, check out the link on screen right now, and it can give you more detailed information, including some information around the pricing of the service as well. Now, something I think is pretty cool that we have access to is the ability to run ExpressRoute for over satellites as well. Now, this isn't something that necessarily every office based in a city would need, but for companies that have remote sites, a remote factory in the middle of somewhere that doesn't have connectivity under the ground, or they have something like oil and gas rigs and need to provide connectivity to Azure, being able to use satellites is pretty cool, and still having that reliable connection and that secure connection through satellites is pretty cool as well, I think. Now, the second type of connectivity is VPN connectivity. Now, with VPN connectivity, we actually have two types of VPN that we could use within Azure. And the first one is that point-to-site VPN, which allows you to provide that connectivity to a computer or from a computer or an end user's laptop to your virtual network in Azure. So like I said, if that if Tailwind Traders had something happen to their primary site, they could allow their users to work from home, use their laptops, and we can set up point-to-site VPN so that the end users can access all the services that have been invoked in Azure through a secure and reliable connection instead of using the public internet. So that's great for being able to access resources and almost provide that functionality for the end users that it looks like they're still working in the office and the servers are sitting in the same building for them. Now the second one is called site-to-site VPN, and that's more around providing an office space or a kind of building access or wholly into Azure. And again, that scenario is kind of akin to what we were talking about earlier with Tailwind Traders, where their primary site, they can't get back into it after the disaster. They have to go and rent some more office space and start to build up the infrastructure there. They can provide that whole new office connectivity using site-to-site VPN as well, and allow their users to start working again as if the servers were in the same building. Now, my colleague Thomas Maurer actually did something pretty cool recently in a blog post. He actually enabled site-to-site VPN connectivity from his Ubiquiti Unified Dream Machine, which he has at home. So you can even have site-to-site from your home. It works on those kind of consumer devices as well, and the enterprise devices as well that we have as well. So if you want to read more about the VPN and the different types that we have available, check out the link on screen. So the last option I want to talk about in terms of connectivity is Azure Virtual WAN. And this is something that was announced at Ignite 2019. And it's a networking service that allows you to build up your infrastructure based around the Azure connectivity and help leverage some of the Microsoft backbone and connections that we have in place. You can use the things that I've talked about, so ExpressRoute VPN, site-to-site VPN, or that point-to-site connectivity. The ExpressRoute can be built into it. You can start to use Microsoft routing, Azure Firewall, and build up that kind of private infrastructure for you within your environment. Now, the service is fairly new, but if you check out that link on screen, it can help you understand a bit more about it. Now, this is probably more for offices that have a large footprint, large branch offices and a headquarters, multiple implementations of Azure. It's probably the more used in terms of just building up that infrastructure rather than in a disaster recovery scenario. But again, it depends on your scale of organization and what connectivity you need and what scenarios you need to plan for. Now, as I said, if you want to learn more about any of these, please do check out the links that were on screen, and I'll post them in the show notes as well. But we also have Microsoft Learn that can give you some information about these services. So again, check that out and have a read about what these services can do for you. Thank you for tuning in, and hopefully catch you on another video.